We all know you snooze through a few of your classes. Shane Norling has got you covered. All the college games you're watching.
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
Plus the ones you didn't know you needed to care about.
Can you believe what you just saw?
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap!
Welcome to Snorlin' U.
Welcome in to the Defeatist Podcast here on Snorlin' U. I think to start things off this week, I owe you, the listeners, you, the betting people of Chicago, you, the fans of ESPN 1000, the Cap'n Jay Hood Show, and myself that have listened to this pod, that have been in the trenches with me, I owe you an apology. Now, I told you at the start of this thing, if things go sideways on you, I mean, set aside an amount of money that you feel comfortable that you can lose and bet that. And if things stop being fun, guess what? Stop betting. That's the magic here, is if things are not fun for you, you can stop. If you're blindly tailing me, you're doing it wrong. If you're blindly fading me, congratulations, you're fucking rich. Horrible week last week. So much so that I'm adjusting the way that I'm doing this. I've been giving out five or so plays, some of my favorites of the week, some of the stuff that I have early edges on that I'm looking at, and it hasn't been working out. So we're up in the card. We got a little bit bigger of a card this week. I'm going to give you, I think, eight plays I have listed here. I always end up with more on actual Saturday than I give you on the pod. I want to try not to do that anymore because I end up better. Like, perfect example. Last week on the pod, fucking Ofer. Do you know how hard it is to go Ofer? Look at this. NC State at Clemson, L. Arkansas visiting Bama, plus 17.5. Bryce Young dies, L. Michigan at Iowa, plus 11. Iowa gets the turnover we needed. They're in the red zone on the 4-yard line. Can't score. L. Navy, Air Force, over 37.5. Never a shot. L. Penn State, Wake Forest. Florida State. Looks like a P here on my sheet. That's how bad I am right now. Florida State, Wake Forest. FSU minus 7, dead in the first half. FSU can't get up off their ass. L. Horrible week. I mean, awful. Then to add insult to injury, if you're like me and you think the Kansas Jayhawks, apologies to Danny Zetterman, are a fraudulent, fake football team, if you feel that way, if you've watched their scoring dissipate every single week, if you've watched their offense get a little more figured out, all the window dressing, all that motion, all that garbage they do pre-snap to distract you, gets on film, people got it. If you're like Iowa State, you sit back in the nickel right in your 3-3-5 and you don't move and you look at them do all that motion and all that crap and you tell them we're hitting you right in your mouth. And they did, and they held Jaden Daniels under 100 yards rushing, under 50 yards rushing. Hell, they held him under fucking 25 yards rushing. They did great defensively. They stopped what was one of the better offenses in America, halted it. And what happens? You turn the ball over on the 5-yard line, you throw a pick out of your own end zone, and your idiot head coach, Matt Campbell, rolls a freshman kicker out three times to miss. Three times. Sometimes you can't win, man. But I got to tell you, when I placed that bet, I felt good about it. 14-11, Iowa State's marching to win the game. I feel good about it. Fourth and my dick. And they have, I mean, literally fourth and an inch. And they kick a field goal with a freshman kicker who already missed twice. Doink. Good night. I can't win. Sometimes you just can't win. So I'm going quickly through the recap because I'm just going to hand you some games. This is going to be a quicker Snorlin' U. I don't know what the hell to do. If you want to fade these blindly, if you want to play these things, do what you're going to do. Eventually, Murphy's Law, things got to correct, right? Regress to the mean at some point. 0-5 a week ago, and I ended up 8-12 on the board. That's why I want to give you more. But 0-4, it's impossible to go 0-4. It's as hard to go 0-5 as it is to go 5-0. So here's what we're doing with last week. Fuck off. I'm done with it. I never want to look at it again. I don't want to talk about it again. I want to pretend like it didn't happen. I'm tired of it. We're winning. This is the week. We win. This is the week. I'm going to start off with Missouri and Florida under 55. This has been one of the most faithful plays of the year. Missouri is as bad as you would expect on defense. They lost their quarterback. They lost a lot of stuff from the transfer portal, graduate. Offense has been horrible for Missouri, but they nearly beat Georgia. They play elite-level defense for their level. SEC low-end, they're a great defensive team. They're tough. They're old. They're experienced. They hold teams under. They're not going to win this game. I wouldn't bet them on the spread. But Florida ain't trying to pass the ball anymore either. That kid Anthony Richardson, and I've told you about this for a few weeks, he ain't that guy. That's not the kid that everybody saw beat Utah and fluffed up into the top 10 in the draft. He ain't that guy. They don't even trust him to throw. You're going to go up against a Mizzou defense that's great against the run. Florida, Mizzou, under 55. Mizzou unders, we ride. This is what it is. I'm giving you the same stuff, the same football take, the same betting take that I've been giving you all year. And I'm giving you more of it because we're winning. We are regressing to the mean, and we are going to win. If you can tell, I'm frustrated. This year hasn't gone the way that I planned. I haven't had a college football season be as dire as this one this deep into the year, and I am ready to get back on the right side of things. I'm not digging myself out of this hole in a week. I may not dig myself out of this hole in a month. I may not dig myself out of this hole all season, but you can bet I will keep digging up. I'm going to dig up. Alabama minus 24 against Texas A&M. Two things here. One, Alabama rocks. I don't care if Bryce Young's quarterback. I don't care if the Milroe is quarterback. A&M, I don't know who's playing quarterback. And that team blows. Jimbo Fisher is in year six. You get billions funneled into your program so that you can get guys on the NIL, so you can recruit at an elite level. And guess what you show for it? 26-point dog against Alabama, depending on where you look. I got him 24. I'd take him out to 27. Alabama against A&M is the Saban out for blood game. You remember all that love affair between Saban and Jimbo Fisher last offseason? Yeah, Jimbo Fisher might get fired. You think Saban doesn't want to be the one to swing the sword? Alabama, minus 24. Bryce Young plays. I like it even better. This thing, to me, is automatic. This is free money. I've got three massive spreads on here that I just look at and think are free money. The next one, Ohio State, minus 27. At Michigan State. Do you remember what happened in this game last year? Ohio State just scored again. C.J. Stroud just threw another touchdown pass to Jackson Smith and Jigba. Oh, there goes Garrett Wilson. 63. Ohio State minus 27 against a Michigan State pass defense that looks worse than the pass defense that ranked worst in America a year ago. Against an offense that somehow has lost its way, because apparently Kenneth Walker was just one of one. He just dropped in, was a transformational talent, made the offense unstoppable because the running game was so high level. Now you have a Michigan State defense that's missing five starters, including Jacob Slade, who was meant to be preseason All-American potentially, certainly preseason All-Big Ten, with the expectation, first-round draft pick, he would be one of the best players in the conference, if not one of the best in America, gone. Five starters on defense are out, and this was not a deep defense to begin with. So this is a spot where, look, Ohio State's coming to town, and they're going to tag your ass. They're on the revenge tour. I know they weren't super impressive against Rutgers, but guess what happened against Rutgers? Travion Henderson was out. Jackson Smith and Jigba was out. And they still won 49-10. You're telling me they can't cover 27 in East Lansing for a dead body corpse team that's running out a half-assembled defense held together by duct tape and Elmer's glue? Ohio State minus 27, free money. UCLA money line. I rode this last week on Friday. I didn't have it on the pod. I had it on Twitter. I can't count it on the record. I didn't give it to you, but I'm giving it to you this week. We are riding the Lightning with the University of California, Los Angeles Bruins. They tagged Washington, and I get the game got close, was within a possession late. That was not a close game. UCLA punked Washington. Punked them. That's a Washington team that was hyped up into the top 15. Punked them. UCLA has the best defense in the Pac-12. They're bringing Utah into LA. This is a marquee game, 2:30. Everyone in America, it's a rare opportunity. You all get to watch Pac-12 football, and you all get to watch UCLA ascend to the top of the conference with a win over Utah, ascend into the college football playoff conversation. They have the best defense in the Pac-12. It's a Utah team I don't particularly find impressive. I don't think they're that good. I do think that this team losing in Florida was indicative of more than just hot weather and being in the swamp. Now you go to UCLA, no home field advantage. That's part of why I really like this. You get a home dog that's undervalued because of the fact they don't have fans. Fine by me. They're winning anyway. UCLA money line. Texas, -7 against Oklahoma. Oh, but Oklahoma always wins at Red River. Have you seen what Quinn Ewers looked like against Alabama? Maybe I'm too married to that, but I can't get the image of Quinn Ewers marching down the field, slicing up Alabama twice before he left that game with an injury. He's back for Red River? I'm all in. By the way, Oklahoma might be out their quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. Now, if you want to wait, if you want to hang on to this, wait till Saturday. Maybe that line moves off the 7 if you get some news. Oklahoma's got Dylan Gabriel. You can get Texas -4.5. You like that better? I don't know if that's where the line ends up. But if that happens, look, you want to wait? Free country. Do your thing. There's also a chance you wait and Oklahoma rules out Dylan Gabriel and you look at Texas -10. So I like Texas -7 here because I love what Quinn Ewers has. I think it's a very talented Texas team. I think Oklahoma is a disaster. If you look at what happened in the offseason, I know they brought in Brent Venables. People think highly of him as a head coach. They also got absolutely gutted in the transfer portal, going beyond just losing Caleb Williams. It was like Lincoln Riley left with a freight train of Oklahoma recruits. I don't believe in this Oklahoma football team at all. And Red River, it's tough. A lot of expectation. Maybe the pressure's on Texas a little bit because they haven't been able to win this game, let alone cover a touchdown. Big rivalry, always gets played close. I get if you want to stay away from it, but I just have too much belief in Quinn Ewers and the idea that Dylan Gabriel may not play for Oklahoma. I'm all over Texas. This is an Oklahoma defense that we watched get slaughtered by TCU. And TCU's a team I think is better than most people give them credit for. We will get to them in a moment. But that, I mean, this Oklahoma defense just is not good. And when you're going up against a kid like Quinn Ewers, one of the most talented quarterbacks in America, one of the most highly touted quarterback prospects ever, give me Texas laying the 7. The next free money spread, Michigan, -22.5 in Bloomington, taking on Indiana. Again, dude, free money. Indiana, to me, is a team that is just abhorrent. They are horrible. I mean, losing to Nebraska. It's one of those situations where, yeah, there were years there, Michael Penix, things happening where Indiana had a respectable offense on the football team. Those years might be over. Indiana is awful. Michigan, on the other hand, might just be playoff caliber. I may have been wrong about this team when I said I'm not sure J.J. McCarthy can win with his arm because he went into Iowa and he did that. Now, I know it wasn't super impressive until the late Blake Corum run against Iowa, but that's an Iowa defense that is exceedingly frustrating to play. And J.J. McCarthy stood in there like a wily vet, and they won that game running away. Going to Indiana, going to Bloomington, no threat of home field, no big road travel thing. They just exercised their demon at Kinnick. Michigan minus 22.5. I'd bet it out to 24. Nevada minus 3.5 against Colorado State. This is the most disgusting game that you could possibly play. Two of the worst teams in America. If you don't want to play it, that's all you. I'm playing it. I'm strapping the bomb to my chest, and I'm laying 3.5 points with one of the most awful teams I have ever seen in college football in Nevada. Why? Colorado State just lost to Sacramento State. They're awful. Give me the favorite, and I'm good. Look, I get it. Nevada shouldn't be favored against anybody. Neither should Colorado State. Colorado State probably shouldn't be getting 3 against anybody. These teams are just that bad. Colorado State blows. I'm taking Nevada. And the final play, and this one I really feel strongly about, because Matt Campbell robbed me when Iowa State lost to Kansas. Again, apologies to Danny Zetterman. But your Jayhawks are getting shot down this weekend. TCU against Kansas. Game day in Lawrence. TCU's coming in to put a bullet in that fraud bird. I'm getting my money back. Enough with the media darling. It's a fun story. I'm happy for Danny. I'm happy for Jayhawks fans who finally get to experience college game day in Lawrence. It's cool that you're 5-0. Maybe that coach is building something. But TCU, I told you preseason, one of the best teams in the Big 12. They're going under the radar. They got a shot to win it. Look at them now. 17.8% chance to go to the college football playoff, depending on the model you look at. Laying 6 at Kansas, a Kansas team that scored 14 against Iowa State, right? TCU's big questions defense, that's fine. Offense, no issue. They might score 50 on Kansas. This is going to be, in my opinion, a blowout. The money's already set it. Sharp money has come in strongly on TCU. This line immediately, 5.5 open, popped to 7. It's coming back, 6.5, 6, depending where you're looking. I think 6 is a value buy. That's where I would play it. I'd play this puppy at 6.5. I'd play it at 7. I'd play it at 8. I'd play it at 9. I'd play it at 10. Kansas is fake, and I am getting my money back. An angry, frustrated snarling you today. We are dying on the vine. If this week's not good, I don't know what we're going to do. Now, I still enjoy myself. I still sit out on Saturdays. I got some skin in the game. I play some extra bets. I try to get them out on Twitter, at Shay Norling. I try to do what I can. And I'm scraping by and I'm enjoying myself because I'm making some money on some of the bets that I'm placing off the pod. But on the pod, what I'm offering to you, the people, it's killing me inside. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. I'm dying. But I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for me, and I'm doing it for you. This is a passion project. It's something I like. I've told you I spend my Saturdays on the couch watching college football until my eyes bleed. From TCU, Kansas at 11 a.m. until two irrelevant West Coast teams with no name and no players you care about or ever heard of at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. BYU, Baylor, I'm up till 1:30 watching. My eyes are bleeding out of my skull, but that's what I do. I love this sport. I love betting this sport, and I love talking about this sport. And this opportunity to do that, I want to continue to do. And this is the week we get back. Snarling you. Catch us, Cap and Jay Hood, 7 to 10 every weekday on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.